Humboldt County has approved a plan for the first year of Measure O roads and public transit sales tax spending, which totals $24 million. The specifics of Measure O spending were detailed by Public Works Director Tom Matson during a June 9th Board of Supervisors hearing on the county budget. Measure O's first year will include grant matches that will leverage outside funding for a variety of road improvement projects, including on Alder Point, Matole, and Shively Roads, and the Honeydew Bridge. Road resurfacing projects in the first-year plan include three segments of Alder Point Road and, in the North County area, Jacoby Creek Road, Patrick's Point Drive, and Myrtle Avenue in the Indianola area. Segments of Old Briceland and Matole Roads and Redway Drive are included in a list of second-tier projects that will be done if any of the priority projects face unexpected delays. As for what's to come beyond the first year, that's iffy to predict, as explained in this exchange between Board Chair Michelle Bushnell and Matson.
When this report came out on the agenda, you know, I got some calls already from constituents saying, I don't see Shelter Cove on there, blah, blah, blah. So I'm wondering, this is for year 1 year, right?
This is year one.
Okay. So is there a way, Tom, to say, so that we can answer questions of people if they have them, to say, do you know what the second year looks like?
We can estimate the second year, but based on any given winter, that could completely change. And so we ran this through our Street Saver program, which is generally going to tell us what I've been telling you for years, is we need to maintain our good roads in good shape and pick up the bad ones a little bit at a time.
Matson added that road projects are chosen under a scientific process, and although long-range forecasting is difficult, there's no doubt that Measure O spending will help address a road maintenance backlog.
I can present a much longer plan, but I can tell you that it will be very hazy after year one because so much changes every year. If it's a perfect world, I could predict you a five-year plan. But I don't know, you know, if I get a big equipment breakdown, I'm going to need to move money. If we have major storm damage, I'm going to need to move money. This is not a magic solution to the entire road system. It is a huge shot in the arm, which will finally give us a surfacing program every year instead of a throw at the dart. And so I recommend we be very, very careful about putting in outer years.
The $24 million of first-year spending is divided into various pots of spending. $2.5 million will be for winter storm damage repairs, $4 million will pay for grant matches, $9 million for surfacing, $6 million for personnel, equipment maintenance, and materials, and $1.6 million mostly for ADA-compliant curbsides and ramps. Supervisor Mike Wilson vouched for spending on multimodal complete streets projects, but said he's still very impressed by the plan. So is Supervisor Steve Madrone, who said Measure O is valuable for being a consistent local source of funding.
I mean, the good news that we're going to just continuously tell people is, thank you. We now have funding to actually make progress on everything over time. Give us 50 years and we'll get to your road. Give us 10 years, we'll get to your road. So I like the concept. I like the way you're putting it in. And I like that you're prioritizing leverage, you know, like you said, where we can put $4 million in and get $20 or $30 million back, that's huge. And it's also so great that this is our money. The state and the feds can't touch it, you know. So that's an incredible aspect, given all the news we heard from the feds and the state lobbyists about where things are at. Well, this one we don't have to worry about. We can program. We can budget for.
Also during the day's budget hearings, supervisors approved $500,000 of American Rescue Plan Act funding for potential creation of a child care facility for county employees. The first step will be a feasibility study that will assess the costs and benefits of doing it. County staff was also directed to return with a budget plan for county parks and trails, whose current funding was described as being too sparse to allow parks to remain open through this summer. The county budget is set for approval on June 24th. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.